Hello, this is Ron Clark, bringing you Lesson 5 in the Self-Healing Archaeus. Like the previous lessons, this one is suitable only for those who have completed Step 2 of Initiation into Hermetics. Our subject in this lesson is the passive separation of the solitary mental body. In Lesson 4, we separated our astral mental body from our physical shell, and now with this lesson we will enact a further separation as we vacate our astral shell. This means a constriction of our focus to just the air and fire regions of our mental body. I call this the solitary mental body because in this state, the mental body is bereft of its astral and physical clothing. This is the most versatile and flexible of our three temporal bodies. The solitary mental body, composed of just the air and fire regions, is twofold in nature and equates to the individual self, or in Kabbalistic terms, the Tiferet self. This particular level of self is capable of direct perception of the lower personal self and direct perception of the higher self. As you know, the air region of the mental body represents the direct perception of thoughts and ideas. This is the downward-focused aspect of the individual self, that part of the individual self which is concerned with and involved in the personal and physical aspects of existence. The fire region, on the other hand, represents the direct perception of essential meaning, which occurs without the solid form of thoughts and ideas. This region of the solitary mental body is the upward-focused aspect of the individual self, that part of the individual self which is continuously receiving an influx from the greater self. In this lesson, we will be using the same techniques presented in Lesson 4. First, we will constrict our mental body to just its water, air, and fire regions, and thereby separate our astral mental body from its physical shell. As before, this reveals a silver cord corresponding to what remains of the earth region of the mental body. Then we will constrict our mental body still further to just its air and fire regions, and separate our solitary mental body from its astral shell. This reveals a second cord of a lavender color rooted in the astral shell and corresponding to what remains of the water region of the mental body. The reason we are doing this specific form of separation is because in this way we completely separate and rest our three bodies. As each of our bodies rest, they naturally revert to a more pristine and healthful state. The act of letting them rest separately significantly decreases the input from one level to the next, thus increasing the depth of their rest. Without the active impress of the astral energy, the physical body rests more calmly and completely than in sleep. Likewise, the astral body, separated from both physical and mental input, rests as it rarely does in the course of a normal human life. And the mental body, freed in this way from both astral and physical restraints, can be led to a very deep state of restful calm. Ordinarily, when the solitary mental body is separated, the astral body is left within the physical shell instead of being separated from it. This means that the connection between the astral and physical levels of awareness is not diminished, and therefore both bodies remain relatively integrated. Ordinary separation reveals only a single purple cord instead of the two cords that the triple separation reveals. The reason such a cord is darker in color is because it is what remains of the water and earth regions of the mental body, both of which remain rooted in the astrophysical shell. In the triple separation, however, the purple cord becomes two cords, the silver cord corresponding to the earth region and the lavender cord corresponding to the water region. The lavender cord, since it is just the water region, is immediately fluid and can easily stretch to infinity. The shade, width, and degree of translucence that the lavender cord displays will vary in direct ratio to the degree of one's focus. For example, when awareness is focused exclusively within just the fire region of the solitary mental body, the lavender cord will be as thin as a hair and as clear as water, and there will be no perception other than the direct perception of essential meaning. In such a state, there is no processing of perception into words, thoughts, emotional significance, or sensation of any kind. In such a state, you would not be able to hear my voice, nor would you feel it if I were to touch your physical body. On the other hand, when awareness is focused exclusively within the fire and air regions, thoughts and words do accompany perception. In such a state, the lavender cord has the width of a string and the opacity of lavender jello. With lesson 5, however, even though you will be primarily focused within the air and fire regions of your mental body, a part of your awareness will still be receiving input from your physical ears in the form of my guiding voice, and processing your perceptions via your astral body, giving them form, a shape, and color. Since there is this much information passing along your lavender cord, it will be the width of a finger, have the opacity of milk, and shine with a distinctly bright lavender color. In order to achieve deeper states of separation of the solitary mental body, in which there is no perception below the density of thoughts, you will have to perform this lesson without depending upon the recording to guide you. Nonetheless, this recording will sufficiently introduce you to the technique, and even with its limitations, will enable you to attain a significant degree of separation, rest, and healing benefit. So let's turn now to the practice itself.